So it's New Year's Eve today, and while at True Light, we celebrate Chinese New Year in February, today we also get to celebrate the calendar New Year and mark a new calendar year. Tomorrow, 2023, will turn to 2024, and it's always a good time to reflect on the nature of time and our lives in time.
今日是除夕夜。我哋灵光堂庆祝唐人新年系喺2月10号，听日就系2024年了。而家我哋要好好反省一下2023年嘅生活嘅质素系乜嘢，有乜嘢需要改善。
By most definitions, and it's hard to define time, we feel it but don't always know what it is.Time is understood, though, as a kind of measure. We measure days, months, and years. Our gospel reading today from Galatians chapter 4 features this measure or this fullness of time. According to God's word, we measure and determine our lives by what our reading calls today the fullness of time.
我们今天第二次阅读的加拉太书第四章以时间为量度。我哋测量日、月同埋年，根据上帝嘅话语，我哋透过时间嚟衡量我哋嘅生活。
It says in Galatians chapter 4 in the New Testament, in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons.And the word fullness here may also be understood or translated as abundance or sum total. In the sum total or the abundance of time, God sent his son Jesus so that we might receive adoption as children of God.
加拉太书第四章，及时候满足神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。且身在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是神的儿子。即是神的儿子，就是要靠神为后嗣。
God measures and plans and rules time, and God measured and planned days and months and years, and when all was ready, as our second reading says, God sent his son Jesus. We celebrate God sending Jesus, of course, at the festival of Christmas, and Christmas occurs right around New Year's, and at Christmas and New Year's, we realize that God sent Jesus in the fullness of time to make us his adopted children.
上帝行路衡量计划同埋支配时间，上帝测量年月日，一切准备好就差佢个儿子耶稣喺新年之前几日降临。我哋庆祝圣诞节同埋新年，耶稣嘅降临令我哋成为佢嘅儿女，我哋被耶稣收养，我哋系耶稣嘅契仔契女。
One famous theologian said it very simply that when God speaks to us, God speaks baby talk. God's word is given to us in Jesus. Jesus is God's word made flesh, and God's word who comes to us precisely as a baby born in Bethlehem. God speaks this baby talk to us so that we can relate and understand God even beyond words, but also that we would receive adoption as sons and daughters, newborns of God.
有人说上帝跟我们讲话的时候就好像婴儿那样牙牙学语，耶稣是神的话语道成肉身，出世在百里行的婴儿来到我们身边跟我们沟通，讲我们的语言，我们接受上帝收养我们成为他的儿女。
Our second reading also says that because we receive adoption as sons and daughters of God, God has sent the spirits of his son Jesus into our hearts, crying, Abba, father. This is from the Apostle Paul, who is quite the learned man, but he uses baby talk here. Abba is baby talk for father. Abba, Baba, Papa. God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. And Paul says, this is the name the Spirit gives to us in our hearts. We're no longer slaves, as Galatians says. We're family. We're heirs of God. We're sons and daughters. And as heirs, we inherit what God has. Inherit eternal life. And when we die in faith, we're still family in Christ. We inherit forgiveness and peace, all of it in Jesus by the Spirit.
我们第二次阅读的圣经话，因为我们是上帝的儿女，所以差遣耶稣的灵进入我们的心，呼喊住阿爸、爸爸、阿爸、爸爸，是那些小孩子开头发语的声音。我们的天父，我们再次讲一次，我们不是奴隶，而是上帝
God makes us his own children, Paul tells us clearly, not by human power or willpower, but only by the power and the will of God. We're made children of God. We receive salvation and the gift of the Spirit. We are made part of God's eternal family. We call God in baby talk in our hearts, Abba or Baba, right? Papa, Father. God is always there for us.
上帝使我们成为他的孩子，不是靠人的力量或者意志力，而是靠上帝的力量和旨意。
In the fullness of time, God's word, Jesus, is born to us a baby at Christmas, that in the fullness of time, we might become born again or children of God. And just as their children look to their parents for care and support, how much more do we look to God, our Heavenly Father, for all of our needs of body and soul? We're part of God's eternal family through faith in Jesus.
时间充满了上帝的话语，耶稣在圣诞节为我们降生为婴儿，我们成为上帝的儿女，就好像孩子向父母寻求关心和支持。 我们仰望神，我们仰望天父，满足我们对身体和灵魂所需要。透过耶稣的信仰，我们是上帝永恒家庭的一份子。By
most definitions, right, time is understood as measure. We measure days, months, and years. And our second reading today from Galatians chapter 4 features that measure or fullness of time. And New Year's Eve, right, it's a chance to measure and mark that passing of time. And as you see on news feeds and scrolling through things we measure with the last year or highlights from the last year, we could ask ourselves from God's word today, how do we measure up in this last year?
根据大多数定义时间被了解为量度。 我们测量年月日，我们今日第二次阅读的加拉太书第四章，以时间的丰盛为特色，喺除夕夜都系衡量标记时间流逝嘅机会，量度一下我们今年嘅表现得如何。If
you're like me, when we have holidays and breaks and even a time to rest, it's easy to fall into the trap of measuring ourselves by success or keeping busy. To measure ourselves, how successful have we been this past year? How active or busy were we in 2023? God's word, our second reading today from Galatians, tells us in no uncertain terms that we're children of God, children of God purely by God's grace given in Jesus and not by adherence to the law.
如果你好像我咁样喺放假休息嘅时候，我好容易陷入以成功嚟衡量自己同埋保持忙碌嘅陷阱。喺过去一年里，有几多系成功嘅呢？2023年我哋有几忙呢？系咪2023年我哋有几忙呢？上帝嘅话语，我哋今日喺加拉太书嘅第二本，好清楚咁话俾我哋知，我哋系上帝嘅儿女，神嘅儿女，纯粹系靠神喺耶稣基督里嘅救恩，而唔系靠遵守律法。
One Christian puts the temptation this way, a little more modern terms in Galatians. The post-Christmas letdown may be settling in with its attendant guilt about Christmas cards that didn't get sent, hope for family harmony that didn't totally happen, the overeating, now apparent on the scale. And one way of dealing with this guilt, of course, is making New Year's resolutions. They have their place about how we'll change, how we'll make a fresh start. But it's hard not to be a little cynical about this, right? We know how it usually turns out. And if you're like me, all those New Year's resolutions quickly become New Year's failures.
有一位基督徒是这么说，圣诞节后遗症是可能跟随着内疚，没寄出的圣诞礼物卡，希望家人和谐相处，没实现到，暴饮暴食的体重明显上升。处理这些内疚的方式是制定新年的决心，讲明我们怎样会改变，我们怎样会跟随着日历的转动重新开始。我们通常都会知道结果是应该是怎样。如果你好像我这样，所有这些新年的决心很快就会变成新年的失败。
It's at times like this, I think, that we get God's word again today. It usually appears around New Year's, this reading from Galatians. Good timing. We're children of God, children born purely of God's grace in Christ, and not by anything we do or didn't do or won't do. Our worth to God is based on God's love, God's grace and mercy for us. And just as parents have an unflinching way of loving their children no matter what they do, how much more does our Heavenly Father love us and will love us?
我们今天正好是时候再次领悟到神的话语，我们是神的儿女，纯属是神在基督里面的救恩所生，而不是因为我们做到什么事或者没有做任何事情而生的。我们对上帝的价值是基于上帝对我们的爱、恩典和怜悯。正如父母总是爱儿女这样的方式一样，我们的天父更加爱我们。
This means that as God's children, God's gift to us cannot be or will not be revoked. Regardless of how well we live up to our own expectations or the expectations of others, we might deny it, but God won't take it back. We are still God's children. In 2004, just like in 2023, we still have the Spirit of Jesus, which has been sent in our hearts. God is still our Abba or our Baba, our Father, no matter what our age, our Father in heaven and on earth.
作为上帝的儿女，上帝给我们的礼物是不会被撤销的，无论我们有几多符合自己或其他人的期望，我们仍然是神的儿女。2024年就好像2023年一样，我们心中仍然有耶稣的灵，上帝仍然是我们的阿爸，我们的阿爸父，我们在地下和天上的父。
Being children of God is not by our own willpower or own work, and that's why it features that word adopted or adoption. It's by the gracious initiative of God in sending his son Jesus and claiming us as God's children, sending the Spirit into our hearts. This is pure gift. We cannot earn it, deserve it, work for it. We can give thanks for it. We can wonder about it. It's a gift we can share with others.
成为神的女儿不是靠我们自己的意志力，而是靠神差遣祂的仔耶稣的救恩，倡议宣称我们是神的儿女，并且差遣圣灵进入我们的心。这些纯粹是礼物，不是我们赚回来的，我们不配。我们只能感恩并与他人分享这份礼物。
In the fullness of time, God the Father sends us Jesus, God's Word, born as a baby, in whom God speaks to us in talk that we can understand even in our hearts, in whom God makes us children of God, sends his Spirit into our hearts to say Abba or Baba, Father, children of God, heirs of eternal life. We belong to God in Christ forever. And as scripture says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and always.
在丰盛的时间里面，父神差遣了我们的耶稣，耶稣是神的话语，作为伯利恒的婴儿而生，神在祂里面对我们讲话，上帝在里面要我们成为上帝的儿女，并且差遣祂的灵进入我们的心，我们的阿爸父，我们的父神，我们是神的儿女，是神的后嗣，是永远永生的后嗣，我们在基督里永远属于神，今日琴日同埋永远，耶稣永远与我们在一起。
Tomorrow 2023, just like that, will be 2024 like that will fly into 2025. It's a good time to reflect, right, on the nature of our lives and time. God puts it this way. He measures, he marks time by sending us his son Jesus, that in that sum total of time, we would be made children of God. The nature of time and the nature of our lives are then part of that eternal family of God in Christ. And that means there's always time. There's always eternal life in Jesus. We're part of his eternal family.
明天就是2024年了。我们要好好反省一下2023年的生活素质。上帝透过他的仔耶稣来衡量和标记时间。在丰盛的时间里，耶稣被赐给我们，使我们成为神的儿女。时间的本质和我们生命的本质都是耶稣基督里的恩赐。在耶稣里总有时间同埋永生，我哋系神嘅儿女，系神喺基督里永恒嘅家庭嘅一份子。
Whatever happens this new year, there will be blessings, there will be challenges, there will be joys, there will be struggles, there will be pain. As scripture puts it, in all the seasons of the times, we're children of God. We have a God who speaks to us in the heart, that we would speak in the heart closely to God in prayer. And whatever this new year brings, God speaks to us that spirit, Abba, Papa, that we would respond in the closeness of our heart, in the closeness of prayer.
无论在新的一年发生什么，祝福、挑战、欢乐、挣扎和痛苦，在任何四季同埋时间，我哋都系神嘅儿女。我哋有一位上帝对我哋讲说话，并且赐俾我哋佢嘅灵，来与佢亲密谈话。无论呢个新年带嚟乜嘢，我哋以呢种亲近同埋祈求嘅精神与上帝交谈。
Whatever happens, 2024 beyond, God's word remains.Because God's word says, you are sons and daughters. God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We are children of God.
无论在2024年以后发生什么，上帝的话语仍然存在，因为我们是神的儿女，神差遣祂的儿子的灵进入我们的心，呼喊着阿爸父亲，我们是神的女儿，阿门。